Paul, just start with the team news ahead of Leighton Orient.
Luke McCulloch's still struggling a little bit. You know, he's done little bits of training, but I don't think he'll quite make it for tomorrow night. Paul Keegan started doing a little bit of running, and apart from that, it will be a fully fit squad.
How much of a loss has Paul Keegan been throughout this kind of period where he's not been on the pitch for you?
Yeah, he's a big player for us. You know, he's a player that doesn't always get the credit that he deserves, and it's not until you take him out of the team that you realise how much you miss him. You know, he was in good form for us. He was a big player for us, and losing Paul and James at the same time, who are both big influences on the team, was a bit of a blow for us.
Johnson Clark-Harris, what's the latest there? Has he been recalled by Rotherham?
No, I've not. I've not spoke to Steve since we signed Johnson. You know, I've seen his quotes, and you know, Steve's a good guy, and I did see that he did say that if anything was going to happen, he'd be speaking to me first. But there's been no conversations had.
That must be good, obviously, with Nathan Tyson. Is he still carrying a knock? Or
yeah, he's. They picked up knock the other night there. Managed to get through the game on Saturday, or majority of it. And he's had a little bit of a down day today. You know, the one thing when Nathan plays, he seems to get kicked black and blue and all over the football pitch. So, but we're pretty sure that, you know, apart from the two have said, and Abdul Razak's been ill as well, so he's not trained for a few days. So apart from that, it'll be a fully fit squad.
Is that why Abdul hasn't been in the squad for a time now?
He's always been in the 18, but he picked up an illness last week, which is hitting for six. You know, he came in for a little bit this morning, but he still wasn't himself, so we had to send him on.
Carl Bennett gets another goal at the weekend. Does he have the potential in your mind to be a 15-goal-a-season player?
Yeah, I think he's got 9 this season already from wide. You know, to be fair to our wide players, they've chipped in the goals. I think Harry Forrester's got 9, Copps has got 7. You know, and if your wide players can hit double figures, it shows you that they're doing something right. But Kyle's been great this year. You know, they like to say about typical wingers, they tend to be inconsistent at times. You know, but whenever we've needed him, whenever he's played, and his attitude, he's got a completely different outlook to his football career now. You know, he's working his socks off every day in training, and he's getting his rewards for it at the minute.
That must be pleasing to see. And I know you've talked in the past about the fact that becoming a dad for him has been the kind of catalyst for that.
Yeah. When I came in, people were talking about Kyle and not fulfilling his potential and his this and his that. I've not had one moment of problem with Kyle Bennett. He's a really good kid who wants to do well. He works hard, and you know, he's been really professional in how he's doing things. He wants to learn, you know. So it's amazing what people perceive somebody to be like sometimes. But he's been great.
He's out of contract over summer, so it kind of begs the question: is he someone that you're looking to keep around at the club?
Yeah, but we want to keep our better players. You know, there's conversations going on behind the scenes at the minute. You know, I know in my own mind who we want to keep. And we also know where we need to strengthen and how we want to do it for us going forward.
And in that terms of talking about recruitment for next summer, how are plans going? And the wheels obviously sound like they're already in motion there.
Yeah, look, we're looking all the time. You know, we have meetings as a club. I have meetings with Gavin and the board, and we're trying to get a process going forward and how we want to do things and putting that in place.
So where do you have to strengthen?
I'm not going to tell you at the minute. You know, as I said, I know in my own mind going forward into next season what I need to do.
Obviously with 5 games left now, will you look to use some of the younger players, give them some game time going forward?
Yeah, possibly. You know, the one thing that we can't do is think that the season's over, regardless of where you are in the league. We've got a lot of games coming up. We're playing Leighton Orient tomorrow night, who are fighting and scrapping for their lives to stay in the division. You know, we've got Fleetwood Saturday, who are pushing the playoffs. And ultimately, we've got players that are playing for the future and playing for their contracts, whether it be here or elsewhere. So I've got to make sure that with 5 games left, that we go in with the mentality that we want to finish as high up the table as we can and pick up as many points as we can.
Who are the young players that are around the squad that you feel that can genuinely step up to be first-team players?
Well, we've got quite a few. You know, we've had a good record this season. I think it's the best in the league and one of the best in the country about giving our younger players games. You know, if you look, Mitchell Lund, Liam Wakefield, all players, Paul Mackay, Jack Mackay, Liam Mandeville recently, Harry Middleton, Billy Whitehouse, have all been involved at some point, and they're in and around the squad every day. They're training with us, and they're doing well with the development squad. And you know, we're 5 games left, and I'm not saying I'm going to chuck them all in at once, because that would be a massive ask, especially when other teams, and I still feel we've got a lot to play for as well. But it'll be nice looking forward to next year to give a few of them a chance.
You've spoken about next season and the recruitment plans. Do you have a vision in your own mind for the style of football that you want to kind of play here at Doncaster?
Yeah, we do. We do. And, you know, it's something that has been spoken at length behind the scenes going forward. Vision of the football we want to play, how we want to take the club forward, and lots of different aspects. You know, and it's something, you know, the talks are ongoing with it at the minute, but we're pretty comfortable and happy with the way the talks have been going, and looking forward to next year.
Having had a couple of days to reflect on the draw against Rochdale, what do you make of it now?
Result-wise, it's not a bad point, I suppose. We wanted to win the game, especially after being 1-0 up, because Rochdale are a good team. You know, I seen them go to Preston a couple of weeks ago, and although they lost the game 1-0, they were by far the better team, so we know that they can hurt you. Disappointed the manner of the goal that we conceded, because we've conceded too many like that. You know, cross comes into the box, teams are playing with one centre forward, and centre forward gets in and nobody picks him up. So that's something that we need to be better at. First half, I thought we were the better team, created the better chances. Second half, I thought Rochdale were the better team, so we've got to give them credit as well.
What lessons do you learn from a game like that?
Win ugly sometimes. You know, when you're not at your best and you are 1-0 up, you've got to see out the game and manage the game properly. And we didn't do that well enough.
Leighton Orient next up, what have you made of them?
They're in a good little bit of form. You know, I think they've won two, drawn two the last games. They are down the bottom, they are fighting for their lives. And their home form recently has been decent. You know, they've got some good players down there. You know, and you just look at the Cox, Mooney, Dagnall, Darius Henderson. You know, that's a handful going forward. And they've got a lot of experience at the back. You know, Shane Lowry, Nathan Clark, a player that I know well who I had at Oldham. So it's going to be a really tough game for us.
Are you surprised that they're down that end of the table fighting for their lives, especially after the playoffs last year, weren't they?
Yeah, I am, because they've got a really good squad down there. You know, they've chopped and changed their manager a little bit too much for everybody's liking, I think. But the manager's went in there now, and as I said, they're in a decent run of form going into the last few games of the season, so we've got to be really aware of that.
Obviously, 2-0 loss earlier in the year against them. Completely different circumstances now, though, with obviously the new manager coming in.
Yeah, it'll be a different game. There'll be different personnel on both fronts out there as well. You know, it was earlier on in the season when we played them, and I'm sure that there'll be, in both teams and in both performances, there'll be a big difference tomorrow night.
And obviously with the way that the league has been structured this year, the way that teams have been performing, every team now between now and the end of the season seems to have something to play for now. Do you have to kind of match their intensity going towards the end of the year?
No, we don't want to match Andy's intensity. We want to do it ourselves. We've got a lot to play for. You know, we've still got 15 points left, and we want to finish, and I'll stress, we want to finish as high up the table as we can do. And I said after the game on Saturday, if Andy thinks they're on the beach already, they can go.